Dave, first of all, after the Millwall game, you had a couple of fitness issues. Have they cleared up in the last couple of days?
No, we won't know till tomorrow. We'll. I mean, today is just a recovery day as well. So the only boy lads that are training are the ones that weren't involved or got on for, you know, whatever length of time. But we'll just check on the others tomorrow as we normally do.
Are they a particular concern, or do you fancy that most of them will be fine?
Well, listen, until tomorrow, we've got one or two that are a concern, and we'll just wait and see how they are, and then just pick the team tomorrow when we got a better idea. And as I said, because of the games coming thick and fast the way they are, and the knocks that we're carrying, we try to just leave it as late as possible.
I was going to say, do you have to extra manage the team at this stage when fatigue becomes more of an issue?
Yeah, but we do that all season because you know, the amount of games that you play. So it is about managing the players, and certain players have problems that we have to control and manage more so than others. Some are high maintenance, some are low maintenance. And at this moment in time, you know, the ones that are playing on a regular basis that do have their little knocks or injuries that they're carrying, then we manage them as best as we possibly can.
Chris Maguire obviously had a big impact at Millwall the other day. Does he come back more into the reckoning now after that type of impact?
But he was never out the reckoning. I mean, you know, because I said I can only pick 11 people, and he's now scored a goal, and now everybody's like, you know, best thing since sliced bread, because he's worked his socks off to get where he is, and his reward for doing that was the goal the other night. And there's no better feeling for a player than getting a winning goal with 30 seconds to go. But of course he comes into the reckoning like everybody else does. It's, you know, we don't just discard people here. I mean, because they're not playing, doesn't mean that we've had a fallout or whatever, or we've dropped them. It's just that I can only pick 11 people. But he's always been in the frame to play or whatever, and he continues to be that.
Is he someone you are now expecting more from? Because obviously he's still under contract for the next couple of years, etc. And you want to see his development continue?
Well, yeah, of course I want to see his development continue. Otherwise, there's no point having him here. It's you know, everybody that's at this football club that's under contract or we're looking to put under contract, we expect so much from them. The demands that are put on them, we always say, will be far greater than probably they've had put on them before. So it's up to them. And Chrissy showed the other night that getting his opportunity, keeping himself right, no matter how long, it doesn't matter whether it be one day, one week, one year, when your opportunity comes, you've got to grab it, and he certainly did that.
Have you got to the stage now where you can afford to push forward maybe plans you have? Because there is not a guarantee, of course, of being playing Championship football next season, but you are almost there in terms of points tally.
When we are there, not almost there, then we will look at have a different view. But we've still got a long way to go. There's nothing guaranteed. Everybody would have thought that 50 points would have been the safety margin. We're on 53. It's not safe yet because mathematically other teams can catch you. So we've just got to keep plugging away, making sure that we keep doing it right and try and finish as high as we possibly can.
So all contract talks, etc., will have to wait until the end of the season?
That's what we said, and that's what we've stuck to.
And that's the carrot, isn't it, for players who want to stay or would want to come here?
Yeah, of course it is. It's you know, we want to try and assemble the best squad here, and that means keeping the players. And you know, but at the end of the day, we want to know what division we're going to be in before we have contractual talks with anybody. And I'm sure the players do as well, because if they're in the division, then they'll want more than if they have to be relegated. So there's always negotiations going on within the football club with everybody.
Fans have been asking us over the course of the past couple of days about asking to get your view on, if I say, the development squad, the players who are just away from the first team pitch, so mainly at the younger end of things. Are they players that you would want to try and get some first team football between now and the end of the season?
If they're ready for it. They don't just give them, you know, some people think, oh, put him on the bench and give him the experience. You only put him on the bench and give him the experience if he's good enough to be there. Two, he deserves to be there. And three, whether you can use him. So, you know, the development side of this football club, we're just right in the middle of our audits. We're trying to get to category two. So our development is vital for this football club, not just for now, but for the future of it. And we have a duty, we're duty bound as an environment to make sure that that is in all in the right place for the kids that are coming through. And if they're ready to go and play, then they will play. But you don't just put somebody on there for the experience and not use them. They have to be able to be used, because if you pick up an injury or whatever, you might have to use that guy. So, you know, we're in the first throes of our development, because, you know, no disrespect to the people that were here before, but it wasn't really looked at. And now we are getting it right all the way through the football club.
What hoops, if I can phrase it like that, do you have to jump through to get that next category status, then the category two status?
Make sure that everything's right. Make sure that everything is set up, our coaching, the environment, the pitches, the way we go about our business. It's everything. It's not just it's a big piece of paperwork that needs to be sifted through and make sure that it's right. And we feel we've got that now, and we're looking to build on it and get stronger and give the club stability for many, many years to come.
If I was to say to you that since the turn of the year, only Watford have won more games than Sheffield Wednesday, what does that mean to you?
That we're doing okay. We're doing well. We knew that from the start. And, you know, one minute we're being told we're no good, and then we're being told we're okay, and everyone. But it was always going to be a learning. The first year, unless you're going to throw lots of money at it and try and guarantee something, which always doesn't work, it's always a process of, listen, stabilise and then grow from there. But you can't just grow if you've got no stability within your club. And I felt when I arrived, there was no stability here. It was a little bit wishy-washy. And at this moment in time, we're trying to get that all right now.
Does that, in some respects, mean more to you as a manager who likes to develop clubs, that if ever it was the prospect there of just chucking money at a situation?
Listen, if you give me the money, I'll chuck it and try and do it quicker than what it is. But no, I enjoy building. If you look at all the clubs I've been at before, I feel I've left a legacy there that's far better than when I arrived. And we're all trying to do that here. That's what the chairman sets the tone for it. He wants to build a football club that's going to be, you know, stabilised and more established than what it has been probably over the last 10 years or 15 years. So we don't go through the turmoil of relegations and struggling to, you know, pay this or pay that. It has to be done correctly, and everybody within the club is trying to do that.
It is significant, isn't it, that over the last 12 games or so, I think Wednesday are top of the form charts as far as it goes.
Well, it just shows you how hard everybody's working. You know, it's one minute you're no good, you're useless, you can't do this and you can't do that, and the next thing you're the best thing. So that's football. But we had a plan, we're working to it. Sometimes you'll falter along the way, but I've got nothing but admiration for the players here. They've stayed focused, they know what's expected of them, and as long as I'm in charge of this football club, They will be told that they on a daily basis that they're representing a fantastic club, and they have to behave and also have to produce the performances that warrants that.
You mentioned there sort of the ups and downs and the trials and tribulations of being sort of the stock being high and not so high, etc. I think you're the longest serving manager in South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire right now. It's perhaps an indication of football right now.
It's just the timings, really. I'm just trying to do my best here and make sure that everybody appreciates what we're trying to do.
So, Leeds next. It was a very intense occasion the last time the two sides met. Does some of the events that happened within the game still leave a bitter taste in the mouth?
No, we just go there. We're trying to get the points as much as they'll be trying to get the points at home. It's done and dusted. If people want to continue that, then fine, let them continue it. But at the end of the day, we're there to try and do a job, which is to try and win a football match.
Clearly, there was the high-profile incident that happened with Chris Kirkland as well. But the other aside to it, the chanting, which was obviously a big issue after the game, did anything come of that and complaints to the Football Association?
It was all dealt with at the time. So we're now talking, I don't know what it is, 4 months down the line or whatever. So we're there to go and play football, and that's what all we're focusing on. The rest, as I said, if people want to continue on, but then so be it. You know, I'm not going to lose sleep over it or whatever, and we'll just move forward as and try and get the 3 points as we would normally do.
Are you, and I say this in some respects in a sad way, expecting to get a hot reception at Leeds?
Let's wait and see. You know, it won't affect me in my thoughts, my process of the way we train the team or the players or whatever. So, what do you want me to say? It's, you know.
Well, the reason why I ask is because it seems, and only from the outside, and obviously come back on this, your personal relationship with Leeds fans seems more strained than perhaps with other clubs. Yet you've not really managed a club historically that has any major history with against Leeds United.
I managed Cardiff, and it was no different to managing Sheffield Wednesday or when I took Wolves there or whatever, so or Southampton. So I don't see where you're coming from. I certainly don't have a strained relationship with anybody. It's done, it's dusted, and as far as I'm concerned, it's over. And it was dealt with, and we move forward as we would do anyway.
Leeds as a team then, right now, what do you make of them?
Well, again, I mean, you know, they've lost a manager. They're in the process of trying to find somebody, or whether the fella in charge is going to take it. But they've got good players. They're a good team. They were flying at the start of the season and seems to have hit a buffer a little bit. But I'm sure they'll want to finish on a high just as much as we will.
And it's the odd nature of the Championship, just in some respects, to go over all ground, that they're not safe either right now.
I don't think anyone's safe up until ninth spot. I've said that before. And if you think you are safe, then, you know, and you don't win your games, then you can get a rude awakening. We want to make sure that we don't get that. That's why everybody's worked so hard within the football club. And it's no coincidence that, you know, we've been top of the form because we've worked hard for it. It hasn't just happened. Nobody's given us it. Everybody within the football club, staff, players, auxiliary staff, everyone is working really hard to make sure that continues.
You could find yourself in the situation where you are facing the new manager impact if things move forward for them and Brian McDermott comes in over the next 24, 48 hours or so. Does that ever have much of a bearing on games?
I don't know, but then if it does, then you've got to question the players, haven't you? Why they perform for this guy and not the other guy or whatever. I don't know. I've never really thought about it, so I've come across it many times and I've come across it where the manager's just left when you've played them. It's a derby game. It'll be exciting. It'll have all the ingredients of being a local derby, and it's a big derby because it's Sheffield Wednesday and it's Leeds United. So it's not a small derby game. It's a big one. So it throws up all the connotations anyway. It doesn't matter whether there's a new manager in place or not, because everybody will be fired up. Probably be, you know, hopefully a full house. We're going to have a lot of fans there, and they will. So it has all the ingredients as being, you know, and billed as the game it is, which is a game of football and a derby match.
And knowing what you know about Leeds as a team, what's the key to winning this one then? How do you approach this as a contest then? Because you can throw out all sorts of cliches about the derby element to it, but what's the key to winning the game?
Scoring more than they do. It's just never going to change. It's, you know, we have to score more goals than what they do if we want to win the football match.
And increasingly away from home, Sheffield Wednesday have performed very well indeed. Well, not least the other night at Millwall.
Yeah, but we've been working for that, as I said, so we'll want to continue that.
What targets do you set now, if any, between now and the end of the season from what you want to see? I mean, is it top 10? Is it? How would you look at it moving forward?
The target is as many points as we possibly can. That's what we're striving for. We want to finish as high up the league as we possibly can. As I said, everybody's working really hard. And, you know, why there's 5 games we've got left and there's 15 points, then that's our target. It's as simple as that. Always has been. Whether we achieve that is another thing, but we just continue to keep working at it.
And just as a final one, presumably you would echo or go along with that enjoy the game and have none of the other unnecessary asides to it.
So it's been the case anyway in football, as far as I'm concerned. So listen, you're never going to stop, you know, the odd fella or odd woman or whatever saying it. It's the rest that have to control it. I've said that before, but we are there to play football, and that's what it should be.